If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what,
carry it. Because it's permissible to use tote as a substitute.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up inside its shell?
A terrapin.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
A tern.
Okay. And can you think of any other things that have hard shells and can...
Gopher.
Now, where does he live?
He digs a hole in the ground.
So he lives on the land, too, then,
yes,
like a turtle. Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
I don't know. Okay. I don't eat chitlins.
A tripe.
Tripe. And that would be from
a cow.
From a cow. Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Egg yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
If you wanted to go fishing, you might get your oars and go and get in the...
boat.
Do you have different names for boats that you might use to go fishing in, or...?
I live long fishing in one.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case, pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
A set. No, I'm sorry, string, a set, either one. If the more than one is a set, one is a string.
Well, that's an interesting distinction, too. You mean if there's more than one row?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really put the other one.
Whip the other.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term haunches or hunkers or something like that?
No, he's down on his haunches.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn this a penny. He's really
stingy.
Suppose a person...
Close.
Okay.
Selfish.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks... Okay, that's a terribly general question. Would you ever use a term
tacky?
Like, tacky.
That's the word I try to think of.
That's fine. Well, now, could you use that word if you were talking about a woman as well as if you were talking about a woman?
Tacky clothes.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
well-dressed.
And what about a man?
He's well-dressed.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? Like you might say, he certainly is what for his age.
Might say he gets around well for his age.
Okay.
Or very super for his age. It's something like that.
That's funny. Would you ever use a term like here or spry?
Yeah, yeah, spry, yeah.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
a lazy person.
Okay.